Hello, this is Hello. Cloud from the gray beyond, because it's been so long. It's Tiny Table 3. This is the podcast where three nerds sit around a tiny table and talk about stiff. This is our Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, that is, edition, where we are talking all about San Diego, the whale's vagina. First, we have Naked Wrestling, because we love to fight and we haven't fought in a while, and it is talking about what our superhero weakness would be. If we were a super in real life, what would our weakness be? And I win, and it's real awesome, and we're going to get to know each other real well after this one. After that, we talk all about good week, bad week, and it is going to be a great week coming up because we got San Diego Comic Con. So if you want to listen in on that one, if you're going, if you're not going, it's a super fun time to just listen to us speak always. And then we have advice, and it's a little heartfelt, and then it is Comic Con related after. But stick around for all of it because it's all good stuff. And if you're not going to San Diego Comic-Con, still stick around for that advice because at any Comic-Con, you want to pay attention to some of these rules.
For sure.
So with that said, I am Cloud City. You can find me at Geek.
It's been so long.
At Geek _ is _ in.
And this is Smallstack. You can find me at Smallstack, which is my Twitter handle. You can also follow me on Instagram at smallstack_TT3. And of course, check me out at tinytable3.com for all your nerd articles. Woo.
And this is Milo. I'm at Milito's Guitar, Night Train 465. And again, if you're a porn bot, I will report your account.
They're not listening.
You will be blocked.
That you can find.
Yeah, that's about it. Thanks you're for fine. Coming out. Yeah, no, it's cool. You're more
you're talking about
talk.
Porn bots.
Go ahead. No, yeah.
Then, we don't even miss each other because we see each other all the time. So you can follow all of us on all the Tiny Table things, Instagram, Facebook, the Twitters, the tweets, the twits, and the twats.
Especially
the twats. And on tinytable3.com is exactly where you want to go to find everything and anything we're doing. And if you are following us or if you're watching us on YouTube, because so many of you are, give us a follow because we want to like hear from you more often too. Unless you have shit like things to say, and then I don't want to hear from your face.
No,
but
please.
I know you're going to say stuff, and then Stax is going to go comment, and then we're all going to fight, but then we're going to hug.
Yes, do that.
Sure.
That's my intro.
Also, at San Diego Comic-Con.
How'd you guys
Comic-Con,
feel about that intro?
San Diego Comic-Con, if you're listening to this, go to booth 1201. There's probably something there, but it's not us.
if you know us and you're listening and you do go to Comic-Con and you want to say hi, like, say hi because we want to know who's listening.
Approach me with
just,
caution,
just post in our Twitter feed and you'll find me sweaty and stinky behind the convention center waiting for Hall H the following
day. And now you know
it's going to be all pictures
what
of asphalt.
Sleeping in a large vagina.
Now they know what you mean by Swampy Joe's too.
Exactly. Okay, guys, ready to do this?
Yes, let's do this.
Let's do this.
It's time to fight.
Fight.
Don't you hate when you have to punch somebody and got a fart?
I like what you did there. It's a little foreshadowing.
Yeah, yep. You got to listen to find out. Here we go.
Let's do this shit. Hello.
That's my check.
How's that?
Hello. 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 You always say that. You just like don't even care.
What?
You just don't even care about how I sound.
No, I can hear you just fine.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Y'all ready
I'm
for
excited.
This?
It's been a while since I've been here.
We're getting the gang back together.
Yay!
It's been a long time we've had this.
I went all exorcism.
It's been a while since we've had this like core group together.
It has been a long time.
Well, I mean, the
minus,
core
is Hefe.
The core group is Jeff now. Cloud doesn't exist.
I'm a cloud.
I don't like Jeff.
I'm in the ether. Aw,
I know.
I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, I love Jeff too.
Also, he normally is way more in tune with a lot of things than I am, so he's probably more valuable.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't text back.
No, he's got a lot going on.
He's got stuff going on. Yeah,
we love you, man.
You ready for this?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's do this.
Nikki! Losing my touch.
No, not at all. I was just gonna start crying a little, like, oh, it's so beautiful.
I'm My ears are bleeding.
Welcome to Naked Wrestling, the Tiny Table 3 Nerd Argument for the week.
Yay.
And this is, I don't, you know.
And we're fully charged because we haven't argued in a while.
It's been a while. I'm going to go with this one, Milo. I'm not really sure that I'm on board completely, but let's see how it rolls. Do you want me to describe this? You want to describe it yourself?
I can describe it since it was my idea and people don't like my ideas.
All right, go.
I know, I know.
So the whole thing was every superhero has a weakness. So if we were superheroes, what would our weakness be? But it has to be something that's in the real world. So something.
What's
that's,
Batman's weakness?
He doesn't have one. It's going broke. It's going broke.
Going broke. Got it.
He's also, like, unstable.
Yeah, yeah. His memories of his parents.
Yeah, his parents.
What's Wonder Woman's weakness?
Spears and arrows, actually.
Hotness.
Sometimes. I've heard that the bracelets she wears can block bullets, but they can't block arrows and spears. At one point, that was a thing. I don't know. It's still a thing. It's kind of dumb.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that would be really actually, stupid in the movies now.
But,
you okay. Block a bullet, but a fucking...
Also,
like,
she's
I was like, just... Yeah.
Spear.
She's technically not, like, immortal. Like, you can kill her if you really...
I mean, but everybody can die, almost. So, that's not the weakness in my opinion.
Another god can kill her.
I mean, if that were considered a weakness, then that would be all of our weaknesses. We could die.
Well, anyway, so Superman is kryptonite.
Of course, yes. That's a classic.
I think the Flash would be Reverse Flash, technically, is like his weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
Like other speedsters.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Gravity, I guess, would be his weakness. Gravity. You guys go first.
I need time to think, so you guys go ahead.
Oh my god.
Do you have one?
I have one.
Is it good? Is it as good as mine? Because if it's not as good as mine, I think we should crescendo.
So you want me to go first?
I don't know. I'm asking if you want to get some super good. All right, you go.
So mine would be when people shorten words.
Oh my gosh, you would explode. You would combust, wouldn't you? You would die. That's how you die. Shit.
You know when Lois Lane dies and Superman starts killing everyone? It's the same thing.
Because and then you'd be a bad guy.
There was one time, I'll tell a story.
Would you explode or would you go like rant, like rage?
I'd rage. Okay. It'd be like when the Hulk gets angry, but he's not in charge of his angry, you know?
Yeah.
Because
so you're kind of like the Hulk.
One time I walked into an elevator and this girl walked in and they're all like, how's your new apartment? And she's like, it's pretty decent. And I nearly lost my
dude,
shit.
You should have like, I mean, it was pretty funny how like the, like, I feel like the temperature in the room changed as soon as she said that. And I was like, oh no, she didn't. But then I look over at Milo and he was like, fuming in the corner.
And then she got out. And once the doors closed, I was like, fucking deece. And then I got really pissed.
Yeah, he lost it for a while.
So I would say
that's a pretty good kryptonite,
that's
actually.
My weakness. And when people say legitly, it's not a real word.
It's not a real word. That's true.
And people need to stop using it like a. Or, I hate also. What's the other one? A lot of people say it.
Perf.
You know, but you can
they say like, AF. I hate AF. Lit AF is not a thing.
Well, it is a thing.
And Lit was a band in the 90s, okay?
Yes.
And they're not lit anymore.
Yeah, and they were lit as fuck. I may have dropped an AF or two. Typically in text speech.
I mean, well, in text when I'm being lazy, but normally I still say as
well,
fuck.
Texts are different. If I get text, I'm like, I get it. You're not
really
shortened
words make sense, but talking in shortened words is pretty.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
If you send me AF on text, though, I'll fucking be furious. I hate that shit. I just hate, like, fam. Like, what's fam?
Family.
Yeah.
But it's not, because people say it for everything. Like, the words lose meaning. It's like sending an emoji. You know?
I'm with you, man. I hate when people like say like stuff like, you know, when people say LOL, right?
Yeah,
that's really cut.
That's dumb.
Oh, like, I hate when people are just like.
It's like, no, you're not. You're talking to me.
You're telling me LOL, and you're not so LOLing. Bad.
I mean, I get when people say stuff sarcastically. Like, I have friends that say lols because they're like, it's funny,
right?
But like, and I say we say lit and fam to make fun of people, but we don't say it like in a serious sense. And I feel like
I usually say familia.
People that use it and think they're cool.
Just a different
language. I should change my weakness to saying if you say something and you think it's fucking cool and I can tell in your eyes and your soul that you think that shit is cool, fuck, kill you.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have mine.
Okay, go.
You guys are totally... You guys know what this is. What would I say? Poorly sourced Facebook status updates.
Oh, my God.
You post some shit.
You better be able to back that shit up.
Obviously bullshit. And again, I know Daniel listens to this, and I love Daniel. But man, some of the stuff, Daniel, that you post, you really got to look at the link, man. When it's like, they're like solely like angry at like what the thing that they have post or that they feel real strongly with convictions about the outrage. And you're just looking at it like, what, dude, it's like, you know, it's like News FX Max. That's like the
we
name
ain't,
of the
We ain't
like,
got what? Time to read, what? Kurt. We ain't got time to read.
We just need a headline and a picture. And if they're brown, flush it down. That's how people think nowadays. I'm Jesus. Brown. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
I lose my shit.
That's usually what the fake news is about, though. It's like racism. It's pretty bad.
I absolutely lose my shit over fake news. Oh, my God, people.
I lose my shit over the word fake news now, honestly. It, like, my weakness is probably Donald Trump.
Well, no, yeah, that's everybody's weakness. Well, people
I mean, that's not the one that I'm saying is going to be mine, but, like, that drives me crazy.
Just a headline. Well, again, along the same lines of, again, my kryptonite is people that don't know what fake news is. Fucking newsflash. Fake news isn't something that you disagree with.
Yes. Thank you. God.
Fake news is something that is fictional that's been fabricated by some guy in Czechoslovakia to get you to click on it.
And you don't get to just call something fake news because you decided to.
Right. The question is it factual?
Well, that's why I'm saying when I see a lot of those fake news.
But you know what? On the same side.
Normally like the racist stuff.
Yeah. And but you know, on the same side, like, you know, the media got themselves into this pickle too by not reporting on shit that matters sometimes.
I don't think so.
You know what? I mean,
Between them and what we actually care about as like Americans, they catered to it. It's the clickbait. We've all got business.
I'll agree
run.
With some things.
We have businesses to run. I'm not saying it on like a super bad level. It's what we want to click on. It's what we want to look at. That's what they have to go with.
I will say that maybe our media is a little too censored in the sense of like some of the, not like censored.
Anywho,
but I mean,
this isn't like the naked wrestling.
This goes right back to my naked wrestling position is that just look at your source. That's it. It's pretty easy to tell if it's a good source. Is it Wall Street Journal? It's fine. If it's New York Times, it's fine.
Is it
Associated Press, Reuters?
New York Post?
Not so much. Yeah, again.
But super fun to read.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, but, oh my God, people. But people are stupid.
I just read Associated Press.
What's that?
I just read Associated Press now.
That's fine. I mean, again, any major news outlet.
Because they just give you, like, facts, and then it's not really, like, anything else.
I mean, well, again, CNN is fine.
I don't know, man.
Well, no. Well,
not
again,
their, like, shows, but, like, their general
news.
Yeah.
They put a lot of opinion pieces in there now.
Well, again, it says opinion
in
front of
piece,
it.
But it's an opinion piece,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's
they
true.
They let you know.
I'm just saying, like, oh I don't watch God. It because it's too much opinion sometimes. Oh, God. Yeah. There are news.
Totally
I mean,
my kryptonite.
It played in my break room at my last job all day. And it was like, oh, there's an accident.
I just, you know, I just have a hard time with some of their guests, which is only fair to allow people
if you have a hard time with their guests, you should watch Fox News.
Oh, my God.
This is obviously your kryptonite, yeah. But it might also be a little bit of ours.
Oh, just kill me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, again, again, social media updates, people, you know, please just, you know, I know a lot of you guys. You went to college, you're educated, it's not that hard. Just look at your source. And especially if you agree with it. If it makes you really happy, check your source and see if it's correct or not.
I just usually get my news from those Facebook things where it's all like, what race are you? And then I just put my photo in. That's how I get all my news.
I actually really like just following Upworthy now because they post stuff that's like, look at what these good people in this world did today. And I'm like, yay.
Yeah, no. That's
not
me.
That's pretty much all we got.
I'm an unhappy human being. All right. Anyways.
All right.
What you got, Cloud?
This better be... Ow. This better be good.
Sorry. Ears. Earmuffs. Mine would be... IBS. It's a real problem! And sometimes when you have something real important to do, like maybe save the world, all of a sudden Margaritaville shows up. Or oh, if you know God. It as the fear, or as the like, oh, what is it? God. The like poop sweats or whatever that might be. This is a super real thing that happens.
I would love to see a superhero with that.
Kryptonite. Well, you know, actually, my
I just want to bring some realness to the situation.
My Little Pony on the RPG we played the other day has IBS.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's also an alcoholic.
Yeah, so everybody, just to let you know, we all played the My Little Pony RPG Tales of Equestria over the weekend.
Are you guys gonna play again?
Oh hell yeah, it was fantastic. It's gonna be a new segment on Tiny Table 3. We're gonna film that.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
My pony throws a lot of beer bottles.
That's fucking awesome. I need to know the day early and good I will times. Keep it open.
Very good times. Okay.
But anyways, yes, I would say that, you know, sometimes before I, you know, have to get up on stage or to speak to public, you know, in public, I'm a little bit worried about what happens in my stomach. Like, guys, I lost like 5 extra pounds. Like right now, I'm like probably at a good weight. I lost like 5 extra pounds before I got married because I was just like shitting myself all the time from nerves. So I think this is just a really real thing that would be my kryptonite. I'd be like trying to save the world. And also I have a super big fear of like farting in public. So between the IBS and the fear of farting, like I would be like trying to like punch somebody and then realize that I can't because I might fart as I punch them. And then like, you know, the rest might follow.
Oh my. Now can you...
Did I win?
You definitely won Naked Wrestling this week for sure.
Woohoo! Well, the fact that your fear is punching someone and farting.
That just imagine
don't
for a
you
second.
Ever sneeze fart? It's so embarrassing.
Oh, totally. I'm a vegetarian. I fart all first the time. First
off, everyone farts when they cough. Time. It's a common cover up, okay?
I've I've been studying yoga and I'm going to be a teacher pretty soon.
You learned everybody poops?
No, I learned that there's things called bandhas, which are basically like binds in your body that you want to, you really want to like activate them. So that if you maybe ate, like you shouldn't eat 3 hours before going to a yoga class, but maybe
so
if you did
made me do yoga like half an hour after I ate.
Yeah, but it was just us. But if you do, you're going to have
feel
like to
like shitting my pants.
You're going to have to like toot toot here and there. So you like squeeze the bandhas, but the bandhas are actually meant to like kind of harness in the energy, like the chi or whatever you want to like know it as.
Or the shits.
And no. And like for me, it's like that chi is trying to come out and I got to hold it in. So that's what I learned at yoga.
Can you guys imagine superheroes with these actual problems? Like, well, Batman, like, checks his Facebook stat, he's just like, fuck!
Dude.
Melts down, or Wonder Woman, you're crapping herself.
No, but,
oh,
I mean,
in an
it
invisible
wouldn't
jet, maybe, you imagine?
Oh my god, it would be like that, and it would be like the UFC fighter. Where everybody then gets to see it. No, it wouldn't even be Wonder Woman, though. It'd have to be somebody in a more difficult outfit where I can't... Like, something more like a onesie god. Seriously, like, onesies are, like, the... For women, not for men.
So
are the
Wonder
best
Twin?
Things in the world. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it would be a white
form of toilet bugs. Paper.
Or, you know what would be worse? If I was a Power Ranger, that where my suit came from within, and I couldn't harness my energy enough to get my suit to suck back in before I shat out, you know?
Well, remember, Iron Man peed himself.
Did he?
Oh, my God.
And Iron Man, too, pees himself. And he goes, I have a filtration
system. Oh, yeah, he does.
That's right.
Just your boxers.
I need one of those.
Actually, it'd probably be the easiest suit to shit.
Okay, so yeah, Cloud is the official winner of Naked Wrestling this
week.
You're
welcome, guys. You all know a little bit more about me.
That is the
I'm not perfect.
Best.
Fuck you.
And we've all learned that Cloud, Milo, and Stax are very shallow individuals. Your blessing for the week. Okay, so on to the Good Week, Bad Week. And this is our special version of this because next week is
Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con SDCC 2017.
Oh my gosh, how many years have you guys been going?
Oh god, we used to go when no one went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the
day.
Hey
everybody, are you in the mood to go to Comic-Con? It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's take the train down and buy a ticket.
There's plenty of tickets and it's only $15.
That's what me and Jeff and Brett did 2007, I want to say. Because I went
probably because you guys went a year after me and I've been going 11 years now.
Yeah, so 2007.
Yeah, I started in...
And we took a train that morning.
2004. 4, I think, is when I started.
We took a train that morning and bought tickets the night before.
We bought tickets straight at the door, Chris and I. We went on a Sunday, which it wasn't a super popular day, but it was the only day we both had off, and we just took the Surfliner down and
remember the magical years when you would go and pick up your badge and they'd go, would you like to buy tickets for next year?
Yes, and you were like, why, sure, I would. Thank you. I walked back into that line to go buy it for the next year after I went because I was like, I don't know, this is my first time here. And then I like immediately like ran back and was like, yes.
I used to do that. And then they fucked it up that one year. And then they were like, well, now it's all fucked.
Yeah.
But the worst, the best part was when you used to go and you were all like, I wonder what's in Hall H. And you take 2 steps and you were
Or
in.
Even if you waited a little bit, it was like a half hour.
And you only waited because another panel
was you were waiting for the panel to get out.
You can technically still do that.
And I saw
it depends.
I saw the Iron Man 2 reveal. Okay.
Me too.
And I saw, amazing. I think I saw Iron Man 1 too.
I saw
Iron Man 1 and I saw when fucking Wolverine came out and he was all like, I'm Australian because he's Hugh Jackman. But it was like when they were doing X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was terrible. But I mean, he came out, was a secret guest and like everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was in there when Harrison Ford came out for Cowboys and Aliens.
We were there for that too.
First trip. To his first trip to Comic-Con.
And I saw Sir Patrick Stewart's first trip.
Yep.
I was there too for that fucking shittiest cartoon ever.
The cartoon never released.
Yeah.
It never released?
I don't think so. Like I never saw DVD it. Or something.
Yeah. Terrible. Anyways.
Can't believe that was his trip, man.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, you're nerds. If you're listening to this, you know what Comic-Con is. So San Diego Comic-Con, the biggest nerd event of the year. Yeah, we're a week out. Starts on the 20th, I believe. That sound right?
I think the 20th is the first official day.
Yeah.
I'm only going Friday and Saturday this year due to my exponential lack of
you.
Well, I mean, it's a true story.
I mean, it has gotten a lot more expensive, and that's the truth.
It has. It's gotten pricey, and the demand's crazy.
Last year, I spent $1,500 at least.
Well, that's your fault. I mean, hotels,
tickets, that's $700 right there.
Hotels, tickets, and the just the meals, because you don't want to eat inside the convention the whole time.
Well, let's talk about what we're looking forward to doing this time. So we're doing Good Beak. Good Beak? What the fuck? Good Week, Bad Week.
Good Beak, Bad Week.
What is your greatest hope and your worst fear for Comic-Con 2017 going into next week?
I think my greatest fear now is IBS.
Wall in Hall H.
Well, my greatest fear is the crowds again, because although I know and expect it, I don't like them.
Last year, the hall was better. I felt like I had a really rough time going through the hall last year.
The floor is terrible most of the time.
I felt like I had a really hard time last year, and I couldn't really figure out why. And I think it's because more studios were doing like photo booths or interesting thing, which is very cool and I super appreciate, but I think it was creating a little bit more of like a stop point.
Yeah. Because I know people that go and try to do Comic-Con and they come off thinking it's terrible and you're like, what would you see?
Husband.
And they're like, well, I walked around the floor, you know, it is way too crowded. You know, you're just trying to see vendors and you're trying to buy stuff. If you want to breathe or go to Artist Alley where the actual comic book people are, no one's there.
Yeah.
But no, it's like,
hey, some of us are there.
I know. But it is correct. It is hard to move around, man. It's just like,
it is. I don't like that part. Yeah. And like waiting to eat because like there's too many people.
Yeah, but once you get into rooms, it gets pretty great.
So that's your fear.
Rooms can be great, and rooms are great if you have a room where a couple of things are interesting to you and you can just kind of chill for a little bit.
And for me, I just walk around until I see a room that's like almost empty and they're like, you want to come in and see this? And I saw some like Batman animated stuff, and Todd McFarlane was at a booth that I went to that nobody was at, so it's pretty cool. Like, I just go and wait for nobody to be around, because then usually someone shows up and they're like, oh, here's a cool place to stop, because then everybody comes up to the booth.
You know, I have to say, actually, you mentioned the crowds. My worst experience with the crowds isn't actually on the floor. It's that fucking pathway right in front of the convention.
To get back onto Gaslamp?
Yeah. Trying to get across the street, and oh, God, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I think they do a pretty good job with it, but it's just so many people siphoned into like one air little spot that it's
no.
A
I'm telling you, last year they had that stupid Pokemon Go event outside of Hall
H. Oh God,
What a fucking cluster, man. Me and Chrissy got caught in that thing, and it was like...
The, like, legendary Pokemon that never showed up.
Yeah, that's exact. Chrissy's like, just like, save yourself, run, go! And I lost her for, like, 45 minutes.
That was a rumor like, that they start that somebody started. Yeah. Wasn't even the company. The company was like, well, we'll see when we release stuff. Like, that was their whole panel. It's like, we're fucking not prepared for this
nothing,
shit.
Yeah.
My thing that I like is I like going and, like... Last year, I felt like, as a person, I grew. I don't know.
That's like, cool.
It's weird.
You had a great time. You actually rolled around by yourself looking at stuff, right?
But, like, it's just kind of, you go, and I met a lot of people last year that I'm not necessarily friends with. I don't think that's really what it's about for me. But, like, I met people that I'm just standing, because I was alone probably 90% of the time. But, like, I'll talk to somebody for a couple minutes, and they're like, oh, I really like this. And then you kind of learn why somebody likes something, and then you're like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And then I ended up liking, like, I started reading some other comic books and stuff because people were telling me about them. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. Like, for me, that's what I like, is I like, you get stuck.
I think that's the beautiful part about Comic-Con in general. Yeah. That's if you're going to find the silver lining for any lines or wait time, it's that there's like-minded people around you waiting for similar things that they enjoy as well.
Yeah.
And you kind of start by talking about those and then you drift into other stuff.
Yeah. Cause I think one of the main ones was I was with Steve and he wanted that book he was fucking all about this book that was from The Gunslinger. It was like a fake book.
The Dark Tower. It has a book that's a children's book that's in the actual thing. And it's like a train thing. And so he thought that the writer of... He thought Stephen King was going to actually... The writer,
he thought Stephen King was going to be signing the book.
But it was a fake person.
That was meant to be the fake author.
For it.
That's, oh my
but
God.
The book was still like, they weren't making any more of them. It was like,
I mean, I
people.
Think it's still pretty cool.
And I waited in line and was helping him like try to get a spot in line. And I met this girl that was pretty cool. And she was all about this. So he told me where a bunch of cool stuff was happening. So like, but like, it was kind of fun just trying to help Steve get what he wanted. Cause I was all like, everyone around me was freaking out. It's awesome when you're not freaking out about what everybody else is freaking out because you're like, I'm going to help somebody, but I don't really care that much. So it's like, you have a good time because everybody else is like losing their minds.
I'd say that I'm looking the most forward to the fact that I don't have to be running 20 different activation situations like panels and parties and stuff this year. I am still working, but I definitely don't have the workload that I've had in the past. So I'm going to get to go back to enjoying, especially my evenings.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing if anybody can throw a party as good as I can.
yeah, we're starting to look at those right now.
And there's a lot of really interesting ones that are popping up. So I think that that's really cool because last year when I was throwing this party, you know, I was actually being like asked by a lot of venues like, hey, no, come do it at ours.
Yeah, you did the Geek and Sundry party last year. And that was
obviously not completely single handed.
That was the fucking best nerd party I'd ever attended. That went off.
It was really fun. It was super fun.
It was a memory I will.
I will say I was glad that I decided to help you guys because that line outside was ridiculous.
That line got crazy, and the year before it was so funny. Do you remember? You were there too. So Milo helped me set up that year before too, and just like came. I think, or no, maybe you were with Kat and Ben. I can't remember.
No, I was with you.
You were with me because you were helping
me. And I had to get like Jeff in and stuff.
Yeah. And
we were putting the swords together.
Like these, I love doing glow sticks because they're just stupid and easy and fun. And
I
just,
was at that place that had no air conditioning.
Yeah, and the place had no air conditioning and it was kind of dirty. They didn't have enough staff behind the bar. Like all of this stuff kind of went wrong. And at the same time, it was so much fun. So I was just like, let's just find a better venue with air conditioning and like a proper setup for a bar and a DJ. And we're going to have an awesome time. And it turned out like better than I could have ever imagined. Yeah. My boss at the time, Felicia, was super happy too. And so that just made me like the most happy. But like all of my friends, like you guys got to also join in and have fun. And you guys got a table and were super baller that night. And I wish I could have partied with you, but I was still having a great time running it.
I'll give a shout out to that Flux Club because at first I was like, that's a club. club. It's one of those places. But the people there were really cool and like figured it out.
I worked a lot with them along with the team that I had. But I'm looking forward to maybe attending hopefully a party that's as fun as that one and open to fans, which was, I think, the biggest win of the party we threw was the fact that it was like, yes, there is a cap, obviously, capacities, but there was no, you know, you could get in for free, I think, or at least it was discounted with a certain code. And then we also like paid for like a first round of a lot of people at the bar as like a nice surprise. It was super cool. It was so much fun.
Yeah. That club was big though. It was like a lot of people. Even
we could fit quite a bit, like, but we didn't fit that. We did not fit that line in.
Yeah, I mean, you guys already know this. I'm a bitch for the panels. I am.
You are such a bitch for the panels.
Mm-hmm. They actually bent over that panel table.
Pretty much.
And they're just like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Insert here.
Yeah, and they insert in his giant floaty vagina.
What I think is interesting is that we all kind of do different things. At Comic-Con, we all sort of enjoy it differently, and I do the insane big stuff.
Stacks enjoys dinner. The lines and the sun.
I do. I sleep. You know, I got camping gear. It's not a joke. I sleep in line.
You have an inflatable vagina.
Yeah,
I do.
Fluffy vagina.
I have a large inflatable vagina that I sleep in. Very comfy, as large inflatable vaginas are. But I'm looking forward to, again, another Hall H adventure. And there are a couple things in Ballroom 20. It worked out really well last year. You know, we sort of timed things out, moving between Hall H, the Indigo Room, and Ballroom 20, and we're able to catch really everything we wanted to last time around. And I really like the fact that they have moved a lot of the TV stuff into Hall H. So they seem to have broken it up a little bit, so... If you haven't done Hall H, which is the fucking the premier packed crazy venue at Comic-Con San Diego, there it gets so crowded that you either have to sleep in line like my dumbass does,
even though you paid a lot of money for a hotel,
right, or you don't get in. And what happens is if you get all these really popular panels like Friday this year, it's the typical, it's, you know, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead,
boo.
That is like it's just such a hard line to
Dead
get into.
Big Theory.
No one's going to give you the same shit that nobody cares about.
It's the excitement in that room is just so great. So, you know, I will get in there. I'm going to see the Warner Brothers panel in the morning. I want to see the Justice League stuff. I'm going to hang out.
Is it really
day.
2.5 hours?
It is.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
I've
they're
never
probably
going to a panel that
they're
long.
They're probably going to bring out all the stars and announce all their individual movies and stuff.
They, you know,
well, yeah,
Warner
but I've just
because that's all coming out, right?
They bring,
like,
yeah, they bring it, man. They've impressed me more than Marvel
and
has.
They really need to fucking market because they have like huge competition next year. Marvel has like a shit ton of movies.
They do, yeah.
So they're basically packing in their entire, like, Marvel's been doing it for so long, and then DC's like, we need 2.5 hours to just do everything Marvel's done in the last 5 years.
But,
and then they're like, but the sound gray, black, gray.
But the Saturday's broken up a little bit. I mean, you've got in Hall H, you also have a Westworld from HBO, which I'm super stoked
cool.
to see. And Stranger Things is also going to be in there. People are going to be dying to see that. So Warner Brothers followed by Westworld and Stranger Things. And then Marvel, are you fucking kidding me?
I hope that Stranger Things panel is, I haven't looked at the schedule, is
Kurt's
early in the morning
his pants.
So that you guys can get waffles. That's my hope for everybody.
Waffles?
Yeah.
From where?
For Stranger Things. I just want everybody to be fed waffles.
They give you that ticket and you have to go to the room and they just give you a frozen Eggo pack.
I'd take it too.
Those are delicious.
In the Sunday.
Send me Eggos.
I know you guys don't give a damn, but Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi.
Not one.
On what day?
Sunday.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not going that day.
My balls. Peter Capaldi's done. He's finishing up his last season for Doctor Who, and I thought he was a wonderful Doctor Who, so I want to go see him. And I know Tennant is at the convention, so it would really be nice to see Tennant show up. Yeah, fuck you guys. I like Doctor Who.
Doctor
Who? You and so many other people, but
I just
can't get into it.
I love it, yeah. And my biggest worry is actually not being able to get into Hall H or Ballroom 20.
Well, I mean, you guys do it fucking hardcore. So
you guys
never had
really
a problem.
Intense.
I don't have that kind of, like, I guess...
Commitment?
Constitution.
To anything.
I guess, in D&D terms, because I'd be like, fuck this. Oh, dude, that one day Jeff went with you guys and he got fucking sunburned.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of shit I can't do.
He was a red raccoon. He was a red panda.
I saw last time they had the fucking line in the asphalt, and that I'm was sorry, hot guys, but fuck, it's like 100 something degrees outside.
Last year was fucking miserable, man. I you know, and I put up with a lot, but man,
it was humid and hot.
It
that
was
year.
So yeah, hot, especially and humid.
I think it was a Saturday that was just like
I just remember I was taking misery. I was taking two to three showers a day.
Was it Friday?
Oh my god! I just remember there was one thing that they wanted to put out in this area, and they wanted us to do our gaming out on these tables, and I was like, can we get an awning? But the awnings, because it's Petco Park, were so expensive that they were like, you can't have an awning. I was like, can we get some umbrellas or something? People could literally only be there for like a little while, and they had to be under the umbrellas because the tables were so hot they couldn't play games.
Dude, we were
out there, remember?
We were right on the water.
We were like under a table. It feels like
it was
like reflecting the light onto your face.
Oh my god. But we were like, it was that we were right back by where
Swampy Joe.
Yeah.
Good old Swampy Joe.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Which, by the way, has no air conditioning.
That's what I mean. We thought, you know, hey, when we're right by the restaurant, we'll just cruise in, cool off, use the restroom. You went to fucking Joe's Crab Shack, no AC.
It was worse than
it was outside. That's why we started calling it Swampy Joe's.
Which doesn't make any sense because it's a fucking fish restaurant.
It got so gross, you'd want
the air to go because it's circulating. Well, I think they probably do that just so that people don't linger in there.
Look, I mean, I know it's a stereotype that nerds stink and it gets stinky on the floor.
No, it's not a stereotype. That's fact.
People are stinky, on the floor.
Oh, my God. I was a little stinky
when
one day
we got into Hall H last year. I know we were ripe, man. We were there all day. I'm sure people were like, what the fuck? Fuck. You guys just roll around in dog shit before you came in here?
No, Joe's Crab Shack.
I like how the worry of what other people think though is nowhere in any of our top lists of things.
Oh,
because
I didn't give a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck. I remember one year I did give a fuck for 1 second, and it was a fear of mine, and I actually haven't cosplayed since. I went as Wonder Woman a couple years back. And this one person walked by me and was like, the little boy, her little boy was like, look, Wonder Woman. And the mom said, yeah, we already saw Wonder Woman and she was prettier. And I was fuck, man, that hurt.
Well, she's also trying to deal with a 5-year-old. He's probably
don't care. I was in earshot, man. I heard it. It was kind of rough. And I actually have not cosplayed since then. Not necessarily for that. I started working and stuff like that. But this year, I probably had the potential to cosplay for a little while, and I'm like, I don't want anybody telling me shit.
Well, again, I'm only there for 2 days, and I got to take the train down on the Friday morning, and then I got to leave Sunday. I'm probably going to leave back with the car. Oh, shit.
Nope.
I got to spend the whole day doing whatever the fuck I can find out. Hey,
Doctor Who, I hear is I got a panel.
Doctor Who?
You know,
I don't have a badge.
Cool thing, but also becomes a problem for the hotel situation. It's like, it's cool, but it's not cool. Everything has pros and cons, right? This is a great event. It's super, super fun.
It is really fun, guys.
Like-minded so people in one space. For the most part, super nice. Everybody's following the rules. It's not annoying. For the most part, you have really great interactions with human beings.
No one gets beaten up. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood with the craziness that we have in our lives lately, but it has been super pleasant and it's wonderful. We just went to
one guy that got stabbed with the pen.
That guy's seat is what I'm saying. I totally lost my train of thought with the pen and the thingy. What was I saying?
Nice people.
There was pros. This is my pros. Oh, the cons. The cons to the con was with all of the different things that can't happen in the hall, people started bringing them out of the hall and allowing more people to see them as well because tickets get limited. Yeah. And you know, movie studios spend a lot of money to come to this event and put something on, and they really want as many eyeballs and as many social commentary and stuff like that to happen. Otherwise, you know, it's not necessarily worth the investment if it doesn't get kind of blown out and talked about. And there's so much going on in the Gaslamp District that I'm going to give you this tip if you've never gone. You can go without a badge and go to so many things outside at the same time. Fuck you if you do, because you ruin the hotel situation. Yes, there's just pros and cons to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, we get a big bed.
Actually, this year they make you sign, they make you enter the raffle and everything with your ID though.
Did they?
Remember, it was like I remember filling out that sheet. You had to.
Yeah,
like
you did have to fill stuff out for the hotel. But Airbnb is becoming bigger than some hotel areas and stuff. And a lot of San Diego locals get the fuck out of Dodge if they're not working during that time.
Good plan.
So Airbnbs have become more and more popular in the area. And there's just other ways to find housing nearby.
So what do we get for advice this week? Do we want to keep it convention themed or do you have something else on deck?
I do have something else on deck, but we can do this one very quickly. And then if you guys have any convention advice, we can circle back to it to lighten up the mood. My advice this week is to hug your loved ones. And you may have.
I agree with that. Jeez, Milo.
You were like, what the fuck? Thanks, Debbie Downer. No, but just appreciate the people around you and what they bring into your life and what they do, because most of you may already know that I would say we, but it feels selfish to do that. Stan Lee lost his wife. On Thursday and last Thursday.
Like 71 years.
They were married 69 years. Jesus. This was their 70th.
Wow.
And he was supposed to go meet a model, at this modeling agency. Cause back in the day, like the models were at the model. It was like a crazy story. It was super cute. And he went to go ask the front desk person because he had been told to go meet this person and go pick her up. And the front desk person was like very quick to respond and witty. And that was Joan. And, he had just come back from serving for his country, and he was like, I'm ready to not live with dudes. I've lived with dudes all my life and I want to get married. There's a really great, I think it's on marvel.com. There's a really great interview on there with, oh my God, his name's escaping me right now. But if you look up, you know, Stan Lee getting interviewed about Joan, especially around right now, there's just such a beautiful article of him explaining that beginning. And also for any of you who don't know, she started, she's pretty much the reason we have the Marvel Universe. She is the one who told Stan Lee when he was about to quit what we now know as Marvel. He didn't want to write anymore because the publisher was asking him to write things that he didn't really want to do. And he wanted to bring more character into stuff versus just quick bam, whap, pows all the time. He wanted storyline. And he said, I'm just going to quit. And she said, why don't you write one thing that you're going to be proud of? And then they'll fire you. And it's the same outcome. And that was how he published the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So hug your loved ones because, you know, I think she had a stroke very recently and it led to a quick
luckily,
situation.
At least she was 92 and lived a full
totally,
life.
Totally. But, you know,
it sucks either way, but at least like, you
I
know.
Can't imagine his heart rate. I mean, 70 years waking up with the same person who is his like better half, you know?
True.
And
he's in his 90s too.
And yeah.
Like,
and there's such a bond there. And we know about bonds and stuff like that, but, we're not going to talk about it cause it'll break my heart. But he's the coolest man I've never met to me. Like, I mean, he just started something so special and he, you know, I don't know him. I have a friend who knows him and the stories I hear of him, I love him so much more. So,
and the stories that he said when he visited and his wife was always super nice and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just seems like they're normal, down to earth, but he's like the most influential comic book writer.
Yeah.
All time,
so
much.
My advice is just, you know, also, you know, listen to your loved ones because sometimes they have the best advice ever and you might start Marvel number two.
Yeah. And I've,
which isn't a shit. It's not a poop.
Yeah. And I've run into him a couple times, just to get a number of conventions, like coming out of an elevator at the Marriott Marina Comic Con and seen him at the Stan Lee's Comic Con in Los Angeles. And he's such a great spirit, you know, and again, to have that type of companionship for that long, you worry, you know, and again, knock on wood that he's fine, but.
And I will also give to his credit, Stan Lee's fucking 90 and he's still out there with his fans. Meeting them, he might not always want to, but I've never heard a bad thing about him. And yeah, that says a lot about fucking people that go out there and they're shitty to their fans.
He's always been really great to his fans. And he keeps doing cameos and he keeps rocking everything that he's
and
doing.
And that dude could have retired fucking 30 years ago.
And I have a super awesome friend who works for him and he still adores him. Like,
so, I mean,
I can tell. I mean, sometimes he'll be like, blah, 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 my boss.
Know, well, but they know him on a professional level and he's still like the same, you know?
He's still like top dog, man. Anywho, that's my advice, not to be a downer if anybody wants to liven up the mood with anything else.
Well, let's, for final words real quick, let's see if we can just throw a little quick bit of advice to people that are attending San Diego Comic-Con, or for those that are planning on...
bring deodorant, bring hand sanitizer, bring Airborne, and bring maybe even foot spray, lots of socks.
Febreze, a little Febreze.
Carry a daily cash budget.
You know, my advice is always the same every year, and it's just relax, you know.
Totally.
The lines are long.
Some of us just can't relax. Okay.
You'll get in, you know. I've always said that it's like the lines look impossible. They do a really good job of getting those things moving, although Ballroom 20 is a big if.
Yeah, Ballroom 20 is the most, I feel like it's the most difficult.
It's too small.
Because it's very small.
But again, let's just relax, have fun, and there are so much there. If the big panel you can't get into... it's too crowded. Go see some of the smaller stuff. It's all over the place. It's in every hotel locally, and they really do a great job. They just re-signed contract through 2021 down the gas lamp for Comic-Con to return to San Diego, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
There is so much to see, so relax, have fun. Don't let the lines get you down. If this one doesn't work out, just change up and be flexible and go check something else out. It's great.
My biggest advice actually would be to go and discover. Try to find something new versus just going just all to the things that you're interested in, because you might find the next book, your next new favorite book, new favorite artist, maybe a new favorite vendor that just kind of has all the toys that you love. But then also, if you don't have any more wall space in your home, maybe don't buy more art. And that's my own advice to myself.
For me, for me, it's kind of like, just remember it's a vacation. Because I think Comic-Con, a lot of people take a little too seriously sometimes. Like, it's a vacation, bro. Like, I've waited in line for Hall H, and then I didn't get in, so I just left line and went inside and fucking did something. Like, I guess the same thing would be, like, chill out. Or, like, if you can't get into something, don't hold out hope. I feel like that's kind of dumb. Like, if you didn't think you were going to get in by a certain point, set your timelines. Because it's like, what's worse, not getting in and wasting your time in line? Like, remember that one time we almost did that?
We waited a long time regardless, but we definitely were glad
and
to get out of that line.
If you set, like, a limit as to, okay, I'll wait here for a little bit, but I don't get in, whatever. And then you go to the other place and you're like, okay. Like, set a timeline of when you're going to do something. So you don't waste all day in the line if you're not dedicated to that line. Like, if you're kind of like, I really wanted to see this, then just go see the other thing. Like, set a timeline. If you have two things that are conflicting and you can't get into one thing by a certain time and you know you're kind of probably not going to get in, then just go to the other thing. And the other one is, like, don't get hung up, I think, on, like, exclusives. Because I feel like a lot of people get, like...
Oh, it's so much fun, though.
It is, but I feel like a lot of people get disappointed, and I feel like if you can't get into something, it probably will show up later. You'll be all right.
Somewhere.
So, expectations, I guess.
Ooh, and bring a phone charger.
Oh, God, yeah. Bring two.
Especially if you're playing Pokemon Go, leave the app open so you can walk around and don't listen to any legendary bullshit, because you're going to ruin all of our days.
Turn off your location and Bluetooth. It saves a lot of battery.
Big time. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys, well, I think that's it for the week. Thank you very much for bringing the crew back together, guys.
Yay.
Spider-Man Homecoming was really good, too, by the way.
Oh, man, we got to talk movies next
time. We'll revisit it. I haven't seen it yet. So.
Oh, you haven't?
No, nope.
You're done.
Okay, good. So. We'll meet up. We shall meet again.
We shall, absolutely, because I heard good things. Okay, so that's it, guys. Thank you very much for joining us again at Tiny Table 3. Don't forget to check us out at tinytable3.com.
We missed you guys.
Big time. And watch, please follow us at Instagram. You can find us at TinyTable3. And, of course, check out our YouTube channel. We've got lots of reaction videos, reviews, herd or nerd shows, and lots of other fun stuff. And don't forget to read our articles. Please visit. We miss you.
Yes.
Oh, and follow us on Twitter. Our social media guru, Killer Keen, is really sad and lonely, so I deal with her Twitter.
She's awesome. Go say hi.
And if I don't say this quickly, she will get really pissed. Make sure on Twitter we have a survey up there about what you will be doing in the Comic-Con lines this year. Go and click on the survey. Because I want to say...
Ooh, polls are fun.
Yes, do it. She'll get pissed and punch me.
Polls are so much fun.
Have a great week, everybody. We will see you after the con.
Bye. I've
never actually written a book. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Front to back. Page to page. Front to back. Never read that many, not a single one. It's gone, but I enjoyed goodbye. Hey, I got a quick confession. It's gotta be made.